my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord, our Savior, the one that was and is to come. He is I Am, and in this moment, right now. Oh boy, I tell you, you know, it's an amazing time for us to be the children of God, and for us to walk with Him, to know His voice, to live in truth. We're sending a little shout out down to Australia to our buddy Jack, who God has healed, and we just thank God for the answer to prayer, and for restoring our friend down there. Jack, you look great. God bless you. We love you. Lizzie and Daryl, you know, you guys got an awesome kid. So anyways, grace of God is on his life, and we love you guys. Yes, and you know, the thing is too, we live in a time where more and more we see the power of God acting on behalf of his people in response to prayer. You know, as we pray, always know that things change. When the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, Scripture says. When you are in right standing with God, and righteousness means we're in right standing with God. When you are in right standing with God, and you're in that right relationship with Him, you're in a place to ask the King of Kings and petition Him on behalf of whatever is in front of you, whatever needs to be done, whatever place that the kingdom and the power of God and the application of the power of God is necessary, you're in a position wherefore you can ask. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. So for us, we realize and recognize that, hey, we can ask and we receive. You know, so we receive the answer to our prayers. Because you know what? When the heart of God and your heart become one, because you are seeking Him, and Jesus' prayer in John 17 is that they would be one in us. You know, praying, you know, as I am in the Father and the Father is in me, that they may be one in us, in John 17. So the prayer that Jesus prayed for us is that we would be one in Him. When you've been made one in Him, what happens is your will and His will are one. Our will gets aligned with His, and there's no separation, there's no distinction, there's no difference. So the advantage of that is that then whatever situations that you see now, the more that you are pointed towards Him, the more that your volition, your spiritual alignment is set in that direction, the more that your instant response will be the heart of God. Your instant response will be to pray the way that God would desire that you would pray. Their instant response would be to be the ambassador of Christ in the earth. You know what Scriptures talk about? When Jesus said, look, I only do what I see the Father doing. So Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. And Jesus modeled for us what it would be to be that light and that truth in the earth, and what it would be for us to be followers of Christ. So even as Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing, likewise for us, we only do what we see Jesus doing. We only do that which is the will of the Father. And as you do that, as you make that your heart focus, what will happen is when you pray, you're praying the will of God. When you act, you're acting in allegiance and in alignment with the plan and purpose of God. So now, all of a sudden, it's not you, but it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And really what the world needs is it needs Christ in you, the hope of glory. It needs the way that the Spirit of God would manifest through you. That's necessary. That's necessary for people to be free. That's necessary for people to live the abundant life. Is they need the gifts and the talents that would flow through you as you are empowered by His Spirit to do His will. And see, here's the thing too. You're unique. Just like I'm unique. I've been made in a particular way. You've been made in a particular way. Each person is different. And as each person is different, each person has a role to play. And so what I'm good at, May not necessarily be what you're good at. What you're good at may not necessarily be what I'm good at. But if I do the part that God has for me to do, I'm going to see the impact of the will of God in and through the gifts that God has that He's put in me. And see, there's a joy that comes when your gifts are being used. Just, you know, when you're doing things that you really desire to do, there's a joy that comes with that. And then when those gifts are empowered by His Holy Spirit, that's when it gets really incredible. You know, David and Moses were both shepherds, you know, at one point in their lives. They were both tending the flocks. And then later on, God had them to shepherd His people. You know, Moses shepherding the people as they came out of Egypt, and David as king, you know, shepherding the people. And it's amazing, of all the different skills, that those would be the kind of hearts and the kind of people that God would use and pick to become the leaders of the nation of Israel. But, you know, God used that skill that was in them, and something that was a very patient, very methodical, very loving skill, and empowered it by His Spirit. And His Spirit flowed through them to be His voice, to be His representative, and to ultimately lead His people. So here's the thing too. Sometimes we dismiss some things, some skills that we may have that we don't think are really that important or that significant. But we don't realize the impact that those things have on the whole plan and purpose of God coming to fruition. Because when we do our part, you don't realize how much of an impact that'll end up having on so many other people. But we just have to do our part. You know, there are certain things that happen with Faith Mix. I know you guys get used to, you know, my voice being, you know, the voice of this. But I know for myself that there are certain things that happen to make this be in a spot where it can come to you. And if other people didn't do their part, look, this wouldn't reach you in this way. So, you know, because of that, when you understand that, when you realize that, then you just say, okay, you know, we each do our role. And, you know, one joint supplieth the need of another. One piece supplieth the need of another. When we do our part, and when we do our part glorifying and thanking God that we have a role to play and do it with diligence and joy in our hearts, a couple things happen. One, you will find fulfillment because you're doing what you were made to do. You're doing something in line with that. And two, you'll be part of something much greater than yourself. You know, and really, you know, in the world, people that are about themselves and just their own selfish pursuits, they're very unhappy. There is no joy in making your life about you. You know, the joy that people seek is only found in being part of something greater than themselves. And when you walk with Christ, you're part of the most amazing thing that's greater than yourself. That's just how it is. So we take joy in that. We take we take pleasure in the fact that God would choose us for His purposes, that God would choose us because it's part of His good pleasure to make us part of the manifestation of His will on the earth. Now, we have a role to play. And part of life is discovering what that is. Part of the journey is discovering what that is in the new life that God has put in you. Now, each person, because each person is different, you know, that will be revealed in its own way as you press on and press through with Christ. So, you know, I know that part of the struggle that we have is that there are a lot of external pressures that are pushing to try to get us to make certain decisions. But you know, you've got to set yourself to say, look, you know what? I need to follow Christ. I need to do His will above all. And if you make His will, your desire, if you make that your choice, He's going to meet you. He's going to help you. He's going to show you who you are and how to make that come to pass. And there's going to be a joy in your heart when you do the thing that nobody else thought could be done. It's incredible. You know, God is with His people. God is for His people. God is for you. You know, His desire, Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So His desire is that you and I would have the abundant life. But it comes on His terms. So the requirement for us is that we would align ourselves with Him and that we would put 100% all in and say, all right, Lord, Your will, not mine, and go forward in that. Anything less, and you will have less. You'll have less of what it is that He intends for you. You'll have less of the full manifestation of what God would do in you if you were to go all the way with Him.
So we realize that there is an element to to how far we end up going with the walk with Christ. So there is an element up to us of what we end up receiving and experiencing and knowing and understanding in this walk of faith with Him. See, one thing too, so often, is that people don't realize that the part that they play. There's certain parts that are way beyond our ability, our control, our ability to influence. Like, for example, the earth continues to spin on its axis just fine, whether you and I do anything or not. That's the earth is going to keep doing that part. Whether you do something or not, there's still going to be, the sun is still going to rise, rise in the east and set in the west. So, those are things that happen, that's part of our life and part of our experience. We can't control the atmosphere. We can't control a lot of, I know that there's some people in this world that are trying to mess around with things going on in the world and the earth, but still, the reality of it is that God has created things and put them in order. And when man violates the principles of God, when man violates the commandments of God, when man violates the order that God put in place, the only one that suffers is man. Well, I mean, and then anything that's around him will be negatively affected too, but we're the ones that suffer when we ignore the precepts and the things that God has put in place. From the start of Faith Mix, we've had something on our site at the very bottom of the site, which says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. And I mean, we've been publishing up there for, I can't even remember when we started, putting things up. But I mean, online, we got to be getting past, we got to be around 10 years or something like that. When we actually started doing this, but I think we're getting close to being online, even though we've been doing stuff offline for a long time. But there's a scripture that we have at the bottom of our page, and the scripture itself is taken out of Joshua, and specifically what the scripture says is this is the latter part of Joshua 24 verse 15, where it says, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve." Now, that's something that God gave us at the very start. And, we may switch this time to come depending on whatever God tells us to do, of course. But, as time's gone on, we've understood the significance of that. Part of that is, listen, the power for you and the power for me is in our choice. See, when we in life, you can choose to do whatever you want. You just can't choose the consequences. That's why God has put before his people the power of choice. Now, if you choose well, if you choose life, then the consequences are life. If you choose sin, if you choose the world, if you choose the devil, if you choose flesh, if you choose yourself, if you choose that way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. If you choose to go the way of the world, then the result are, the consequences themselves are, they are what they are. So that's why the devil works so hard to entice people, is because if he knows that if he can get you to choose to go that way, the consequences will take care of themselves. In that the consequences that you will reap as a result of your choice will be death and destruction of your own life. That's why all he wants to do is get you to make a decision and a choice to go that way, because then he knows that it's just a matter of that harvest coming back to you. Because why? Also, scriptures discuss this as well. Romans 3:23 and Romans 6:23 say that the wages of sin is death, the first one, 3:23, say all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So when people choose to go the way of the world, that choice, the consequences of that choice in their own lives is death and destruction. And that's why the devil works very hard to entice people to make choices in those particular lines. Lying to them, mind you. Lying to them about the ramifications of their choices. Because listen, the devil is a liar. He's always been a liar. And he's the father of all lies. That's what scripture says. So that's why, too, when people fall for the lie, they realize that they've been lied to after they start having the consequences of their choices and their actions. So, for example, the devil says, all right, you know, you have this illicit lifestyle, and he will try to entice people. And you know what? Inside people's flesh dwells no good thing. And we know this from the scriptures, and we know this from our own experiences. So he appeals to our fallen flesh, that fallen human nature that's there. And when people yield to that, though, when they go that way, and, you know, and listen, sin has pleasure for a season. There is a window of time where sin is fun. But once that's gone, the only thing that's there is pain and destruction and heartbreak and long-lasting consequence and long-lasting suffering. Listen, there's two types of suffering in the world. You can suffer for righteousness, or you can suffer for going the way of the world. The difference between them is that when you suffer for righteousness, when you suffer for right standing with God, when you suffer for doing that, the will of God, it is for a short window and has long-lasting eternal benefit. But when you suffer for going the way of the world, it is for a long time. Not a short time, it's for a long time, and there is no benefit to it whatsoever. None. So when you go the way of the world, you lose. And you lose really, really bad. And so this is why, too, that, you know, this is why we stand for something. This is why here we stand for truth. This is why we hold up a standard and we encourage you, our brothers and our sisters in Christ around the world, that listen in here, to choose life. Because yes, you know what? You're gonna take a few knocks from the enemy and from the world system and from those that are not free. You're gonna take a few knocks from them for choosing to go the way of truth and life. But the finished product of that is that you will have a harvest of righteousness, you'll have a harvest of truth in your own life, and you will know that truth, and the truth will make you free in every area of your life. And as you keep going, you'll have a boldness in your faith, and you don't have to apologize for walking with the truth and for knowing the truth and for living in that. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego before Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 3, they said to the king, they said, look, we don't have to be careful in answering you in regarding this matter, O king. You know, no matter what happens, we're not going to bow. Why? Because they knew in themselves, okay, here's the point. Here is the dividing line. This is now the place that this is who we are. And even though we may be in a difficult situation, even though we may be in the natural captives in the kingdom of Babylon, even though we're in that situation, you know, we are free in God and we are not bowing. And our spirit and our soul belongs to Him. And we have a higher allegiance than what it is that we're in the middle of right here. And as far as this goes, no man can take that choice from us. Listen, no man can take that choice from you. No man can take that choice from me. We choose whom we will serve in our spirits. We choose whom we will worship in our hearts. We choose the God that we will serve. God doesn't take that choice away from you, neither does the devil. You make a decision and you make a choice which kingdom you will be a part of, which kingdom you will respond to, as both of them reach out to touch the hearts and the souls of people in this earth. So that's why, for those that have ears to hear and a heart to understand, we admonish you this day, choose life, choose truth, choose the Word of God. Be ye separate unto God. Allow God to make out of you the person that He wants you to be. And be blessed in that. You know, the longer that I continue to walk with Christ, I can't even begin to tell you how grateful I am that He has chosen to take me on a particular path. And I was, something in me clicked at that point, you know, way back in the day when God called me, that I actually followed Him. And my gosh, I do not have any regret for doing that whatsoever. And I am grateful to God that He has done what He's done in my own life. And my prayer is, you know, one for myself would be just that I would finish this journey complete and go all the way and finish what God had for me. But my prayer is the same for you, is that you would go all in, full on, and you would live that out to the very end of your time in the earth. And that God would bless you in that journey, and that you would realize that that while the world may never understand that which is there and that which is going on with you, because they won't understand us, and they will not understand you. But that's okay. You don't have to be explainable to them. Just like, again, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They did not have to be careful in answering the king in that matter. You do not even have to explain yourself in these situations. You know the truth. The truth's made you free. You walk in that. And know that God is with you. And it's a good, good, incredible, amazing thing to be a child of the living God. Hey, love you guys. God bless you. You know, I know we've been off. We've not put up anything for a little bit, but I think God had to keep us quiet for a little while for whatever reason. So, you know, that's just how it works. We publish whenever God gives us something to say. And when He doesn't want us to say anything, we don't say anything. So that's it. So, hey, you know, just, oh, hey, there's a lot of travel coming up in the near future. It's going to be a lot of different things. But we're so grateful that we have this means and way that we can communicate and share and be part with each other in this journey of faith as we walk with Him. So we love you guys. We really do. We pray for you. We pray that God bless you, God keep you, God continue to lead and guide you as you trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and look to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hey, drop us an email. Say hi, faithmix@gmail.com. You can reach us there. You can reach us through our Facebook page. And I know we've got a few mails to get back to, and we do read everything that comes in, and pretty much. we're pretty good about that. And even though it might take us a little while to get back to everybody, but we really do try. So, you know, we love you guys. Keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.